There's wonder and power of a story, as I write in my 1942-2017 memoir wrap-up, my personal devotional and vocational memoir. The gnat and the bull from Aesop's tale is a case in point. A gnat alighted on one of the horns of a bull and remained sitting there for a considerable time. When it had rested sufficiently and was about to fly away, it said to the bull, "Do you mind if I go now?" The bull merely raised his eyes and remarked without interest, "It's all one to me. I didn't notice when you came, and I shan't know when you are gone away." The moral of the story is that we may often be of more consequence in our own eyes than in the eyes of others. There's Aesop's tale of the boy bathing. A boy was bathing in a river and got out of his depth and was in great danger of being drowned. A man passing by heard his cries for help and went to the riverside and began to scold him for being so careless as to get into deep water. But the man made no attempt to help the boy. "Oh, sir," cried the boy, "please help me first and scold me afterward." The moral of the story is give assistance, not advice, in a crisis. Here's another fable. Now, this one isn't by Aesop. It's about a king who didn't believe in the goodness of God. The king had a slave who in all circumstances would say, "My king, do not be discouraged, because everything God does is perfect. God does not make any mistakes. God is never wrong." And one day the two went hunting. A wild animal attacked them. The animal was killed, but the king lost a finger. "God is good. If God is never wrong, I would not have lost my finger," said the king to the servant. Servant replied, "These things happen for a good reason, my lord. God is never wrong." On saying this, the king had the slave arrested and imprisoned. Later, the king left for another hunt, this time alone. He was captured by savages and about to be offered as an altar sacrifice. But with a missing finger, the king's life was considered imperfect. He was spared because his captors deemed him an abominable sacrifice, not good enough. Upon the king's return to the palace, the king authorized the release of his slave. "Good man," the king exclaimed, "God was really good to me. I was almost killed by wild men, but for lack of a single finger I was let go. But I have a question. If God is so good, why did he allow me to put you in jail?" The slave answered, "My king, if I had gone with you on that hunt, I would have been sacrificed instead, because I have no missing finger. Remember, God is perfect. God is good. God makes no mistakes." Well, that's an interesting story, isn't it? Pondering the goodness of God in relation to the things that happen to us. Faith, hope, and love, folks, the greatest of these is love. Now, life's little suggestions. Don't plan a long evening on a blind date. A lunch date is perfect. If things don't work out, both of you have wasted only an hour. Don't discuss business in elevators. You never know who may overhear you. Be a good loser. Be a good winner. Never go grocery shopping when you're hungry. You'll buy too much. Spend less time worrying who's right and more time deciding what's right. Don't major in minor things. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.